Number 43 in the game program, number one in your heart.
Passes off to Thanasis, who rocks the rim of Antetokounmpo style right there.
All Thanasis, all the time.
Thanasis has it on the near wing. He's crossing over. Going to work. Takes it in. Powers it up and in.
Thanasis Adetokounmpo sits down for honest and fun conversations.
He's going to drive inside right to the rack. Stuffs it down with a one-hand jam. Thanasis.
This is Thanalysis.
Man, welcome to another episode of Analysis, man. Analysis, actually, this is a short one. This is all about college basketball. And this is more of me understanding college basketball. But at the same time, we got our very own, I want to call him a college legend. I want to call him a college. And I got to bring him in from, actually, let's say Milwaukee. I think he's in Wisconsin. Yeah. He's from Wisconsin. This guy's from Milwaukee, man. You know? And I know he feels this way. Pat Planet Connaughton, man, thank you so much. I would love to pick your head, pick your brain a little bit when it comes to college basketball. What do you think about the March Madness?
Well, first and foremost, TA, appreciate you having me on the show. I know I'm not. It's been a while since I got an invite to the show, so I won't give you too much of a hard time for that. But college basketball, March Madness, you know, I was fortunate to play in it 3 out of the 4 years I was at Notre Dame. And, you know, March Madness is awesome. I think it's great entertainment. I think it's great for collegiate athletes to be able to play on a national stage. It's obviously a one and done type tournament, so the chaos that instills from March Madness and to see these young athletes play under pressure is really cool. It's really unique, and it's a one of a kind type tournament, in my opinion, especially in the United States. So I love March Madness. I think it's fun to watch. I think it's fun to watch guys and upsets in schools that you don't know the names of, you know, make a deep run. So I always tune in.
Yeah, is that what is that called? Cinderella?
Yeah, Cinderella story, 100%. This Cinderella story is more and more now because, you know, the mid-majors and the smaller schools, you know, they have players that can compete with the, you know, the quote-unquote Power Five conferences, and it's a lot of fun to watch that shake up.
Yes, sir. You know what? I was wondering, okay, what would you say was what's been your favorite memory from playing college basketball?
You know, I think for me, and you know, one of my best friends, who was a teammate of mine, Jaren Grant, playing together in New York with the Knicks. And, you know, our junior year, we didn't have a great year. I had the ability to leave for baseball. Jaren had the ability to leave for basketball. And we both kind of came back for our senior seasons. And that year, we won the first ever conference tournament that Notre Dame has ever won, still the only. We went to the Elite Eight, which Notre Dame hadn't been back to in about, you know, 40-something years or something like that. So I would say that year, that senior season, to put Notre Dame basketball back on the map, to do it with guys like Jaren, Zach August, Bonzi, Demetrius Jackson, Steve Astoria, Zach VJ Bogus. Beachum. Yeah, oh, yep, you know him too. Yep. Shout out ZA. So that was some of the best memories I had. You know, we had some battles in the tournament. We played Northeastern in the first round. It was close. We played Butler, an in-state Indiana rival, in the second round. And then we played Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker, Wichita State, to get us to the Elite Eight. And then we lost to a Kentucky team that had Karl-Anthony Towns, Trey Lyles, ooh, Willie Cauley-Stein, Devin Booker, Tyler Ulis, the Harrison Twins, even a few other NBA draft picks. And we lost to them by like two at the very end.
Oh man, that's college for you. That's college for you. But okay. Now you're in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You're cheering for Marquette, right?
I cheer for Marquette. So for those of you that don't know, Marquette and Notre Dame back in the Big East days, we had a rivalry. You know, Jay Crowder played for them, Wesley Matthews, Vander Blue, DJO. You know, we had a lot of battles with them when I was at school, and we took them down a few times in the Big East tournament. And so a lot of people would see it as an old rivalry. And I do, you know, when Notre Dame plays Marquette, I root for Notre Dame. However, you know, one of my buddies who grew up playing with the same AAU program as me, Tyler Kolick, is now running the point guard show for Marquette.
Yeah.
And he's been for a few years, and they've been very good and gotten to know Shaka Smart a little bit. So, you know, and there's actually Bill Scholl. He's the athletic director at Marquette. He was a Notre Dame grad. So there's a lot of kind of crossover there. So I very, very much do root for them to do well. I attend quite a few of their games. I wear a Kolick jersey. And I'm happy for the run that they've been having over the last few years.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What do you, you said Coach Shaka Smart, what do you think about the year and him, like, what's
he? You know, I love watching him coach, and that's a funny thing to say, right, because you watch the players play. Watching the energy, the passion, the things that he brings to his team on a nightly basis. You know, back when I was college, he was at VCU, and he had a defense called, you know, Havoc, and it was run, jump, press, literally create havoc, and they were tremendous at it. And I think to see how he's brought that style of play with, in my opinion, a little bit more of a refined approach where it's not straight havoc. It's, you know, they cause chaos, but it's structured chaos, and they have the ability to slow down when needed, and they have the ability to get great shots. But it all kind of starts on the defensive end, and I think that's something that you and I know well that we've built in Milwaukee in general in the last 5 years with the Bucks is, you know, when our defense is clicking on all cylinders, we have a really good chance of winning and advancing in the playoffs, and, you know, that's what Shaq has done. And it's been really cool to see him out and about in the city of Milwaukee and utilizing his platform for more.
It's just, most definitely. You know, I think, first of all, I know that, have they told you that you have this radio voice? This radio kind of
voice for radio? Face for radio?
You guys can comment and let me know. I'd love to have Paddy as a regular, but I know it's busy and everything, but hey, if you ever think about it, we'd love to have you. What do you think about Marquette's Big Three? I mean, honestly, you know, is this accurate saying, like, okay, their big three is Cam Johnson, also in Tyler?
Yeah. Right? So their big three to me, Tyler's a point guard, can really distribute the ball. Cam Johnson can score the ball at all three levels. And also the big guy, you know, he's a force in the paint, right? So when you look at the big three with the Milwaukee Bucks, you look at Dame, you look at Chris, you look at Giannis, right? You got three guys that complement each other really well, that play very well with each other and play off of each other very well. And I think in college basketball, that's rare. A lot of times you get a lot of guys that just want to fill it up, right? Just want to shoot, just want to score. But I think the combination of those three have really helped. And they have great role players as well, which we know obviously is important when you're trying to go far in the postseason, go far in a tournament, conference tournament, March Madness, whatever it is. So I think those three, in watching them play over the last few years, it's been impressive to see them grow, but impressive to see how they've continued to grow together.
Yes, sir. I want to give a shout out to Stephen Mitchell. You know, kind of like you, scrappy, athletic, underrated shooter. You know, just really underrated. Like,
yeah.
I think, like, what you bring to the team and what you do, like, it's so underrated. What's your opinion? Do you know him at all? Did you see him?
Yeah, so, you know, following Tyler and following Marquette a little bit more, I know he was injured a little earlier in the year, and they had their ups and downs. They were up, I think, as close as 2 or 3, 4 in the country, and then they were down as far as, you know, 18, 19. But I think he plays a big part of it. You know, when we talk about a team, we talk about a winning team, we talk about you know, guys having opportunities to show what they can do, but doing whatever it is that's needed for the team to win. You know, that kind of epitomizes what I've seen him do. You know, he plays defense, he gets up into guys, he makes sure guys aren't comfortable, and we've always talked about that. We'd be physical with them, you know, put them in a position that they don't necessarily like, but he can make shots, he can drive to the basket, he can make big plays. And at the end of the day, you know, we talk about it all the time in the locker room, TA, like, we're here to win, right? We're not necessarily here just to score points, just to get stats, or just to do things that show up on the stat sheet. We're here to try to get a win at the end of the day, and I think he does a great job of that.
Yes, sir, most definitely. You know what, I wouldn't ask so much about NBA stuff so much, but you know, I know. Hopefully, we get you on a full episode analysis. You know, and again, if you guys want to subscribe, if you guys want to listen, we are available on every platform. If you want to get your audio, if you want to get your visuals, this is our analysis show on YouTube. But I mean, let's finish with this. Give me your thoughts, NC State, man.
So NC State they're, I don't want to say a Cinderella in a sense of being disrespectful to them. They're a great team, but you know, they had to win the ACC tournament in order to get into March Madness, and they had to play, I think, four or five games in the ACC tournament and win all of them single elimination to get to March Madness. So to see what they've put together as a team, to see what they've done, and to see, you know, the players they have, you know, a bunch of great complementary players. They got the big guy Burns. I believe his name's DJ Burns. He's a lefty, plays down low. He's kind of like a, he had a great quote, you know, he always watched Hakeem Olajuwon on tape, but he ended up with the body of Zach Randolph.
And, no, he
I
mean, that?
Yeah, and Zach Randolph, I mean, Zach Randolph, tremendous Hall of Fame type career. Yeah. And this kid's got moves, and they got a lot of guys around him that have, you know, done a great job of, you know, stepping up when needed. I was watching one of their games by happenstance because I got another old AAU teammate that plays for North Carolina, and you know, when they were playing to the semifinal game to get to the finals, a kid hit a three at the buzzer to send it into overtime, mm-hmm. and ended up winning. So to see, you know, those kids at the collegiate level step up when asked, it's really cool. And then obviously NC State, they're a dangerous team. It's one of those things that, you know, back when we were playing in the Sweet 16 against Fred VanVleet's team at Wichita State, they were not necessarily expected to be in the Sweet 16, similar to NC State. And you can never overlook those teams because they're dangerous. So I think it'll be a great game. I think it'll be a fun one to watch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, you covered everything, but let's finish with this. Milwaukee, stand up. Marquette, stand up. Big game. Let's get it. You know what it is. Fanalysis, if you guys want to subscribe, you guys want to keep following the podcast, you guys have been amazing. Audio is crushing it. Visuals are crushing it. And let's run it up.
That's our bell right there. Let's go, Marquette. Get going.
Yes, sir.